All right, you're certainly welcome to come back, if you're willing to, for another segment of The Bigger Picture here on AM 1100 WCGA Wonderful Coastal Georgia. Your host, Woody the Idiot. Got a lot of folks that think that anyway. I can understand why, but I'm speaking truth. So, you know, Balaam was instructed through a donkey. So consider me a donkey, but remember the donkey spoke truth to Balaam. And what I'm speaking about now, I know to be true to the soles of my feet, and however theatrical or over-emotional I may be in my commentary, don't let that be a distraction. I think America today, you almost have to be this way to get a message across to people. But regardless, I'm speaking what I know to be true from the soles of my feet. Do I believe? Absolutely. What do I believe? Well, you're hearing it on the radio. What do I really believe? What you're going to continue to hear on this radio. And as a result of what I really believe, what am I doing it? I'm behind this microphone talking to you about what my life circumstances in the Air Force, and particularly as a pilot, but other things, have taught me to be true. I have a responsibility as a watchman on the wall, Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33, to declare it. And if I don't, the blood of the people is upon my head. But if I do, and they don't heed it, then the blood is upon their head. And I read those two chapters. It'll help you a little bit. But I'm nutty enough to believe I have a message to share with you. And so regardless of what hilarity it may create in you or disdain, regardless, as I speak what I speak in the way that I speak it, well, tough toenails. I'm going to do it this way. And now we're going to continue what we talked about in the previous segment. Cindy cut in on me here, and that's her right to do it as my wife. She's my great counselor, and she said, you haven't told people what the eight doctrines are. And I thought back on it and said, yeah, I keep talking about the eight great doctrines, and I really haven't done that. Talked about the fatherhood of God, the exclusiveness of Christ in salvation, the role of the Holy Spirit, the reality that Satan, this is his domain, and we're battling him. The reality that men are supposed to be the stewards and lead this nation, to lead their families, lead their churches, to lead their communities, but that women have an even more important role in the process, which is another program when I interview the world's most powerful woman sitting here quietly with me right now. She won't be so quiet during that show. But women have an incredibly important role, and they are massively under attack right now in our culture. True women are. And then the other two doctrines, the coming Antichrist, who's about to step out of the shadows, who's here already. And of course, there is dissension on that, depending on which side of the Reformation you're on. And actually, three sides. There's Catholic, the High Protestant, now the Evangelical, so there's a lot more confusion. But folks, we're in the latter days, and we have some events immediately ahead that'll be very unpleasant. God is going to remove his church, his believers, at some point of that, I believe, before it really happens. But we see it coming. And it's really all about the Jews. And we're going to find that as history unfolds. But those are the eight doctrines. But now there are three necessary orientations. And so I go back and repeat that necessary orientation that grows out of the fatherhood of God. Well, that's the most important of all the doctrines. But there's an expanded version of that that we need to understand. All authority, and authority is necessary in any culture. Michael was on with me a couple of shows ago, and he is a man a generation behind me who understands that authority has broken down in this nation. We've seen it in the BLM riots, and we've seen it in the screeds that we get from these liberal women who insist on killing babies at will and other things. We're just in a mess. And we need authority. We need proper authority, godly authority back in our nation. And it comes when people understand that the fatherhood of God is a necessary orientation, that the Ten Commandments, the very first one, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You won't bow down to graven images. You won't think your golf clubs are your God. And you will respect the name of God. And you will respect his holy day. Those four necessary portions, the first four of the Ten Commandments, establish God's authority so that we can do the others, that we can honor our father and mother, not kill, not commit adultery, not steal, not bear false witness. And lastly, the thing that kills cultures that don't abide by those Ten Commandments, we'll covet, or we will allow the envy class to come in, the slothful, the envious, the godless, who will destroy the culture. The second is the culture of Christ. What happens when we say yes to Jesus and we obey him? And if we obey Christ and we fellowship with other believers, we create the culture of Christ, and that's what America was for many years. And then lastly, the pageant of creation. It's what history is really all about from beginning to end. It's all about the Jews, and we're going to talk about that in another program. But those are the three necessary orientations: the fatherhood of God, the culture of Christ, the pageant of creation. I thank Cindy for stepping in, reminding me that we need to talk about those eight basic doctrines first that underpin those three necessary orientations. Folks, it's all about God. It's all about God. He directs our lives. He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for me. But he also has a plan for America. And we've forgotten that. We haven't valued that. And now we're about to pay the price if we don't change our ways, if they can't be changed. Okay, join me on the backside for the final segment. God bless you.